Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Welcome. This is the Media Mix Live, Pure Tea Marketing Madness. And we are here today. We're talking about funding your marketing budget. We've been talking about all of these wonderful marketing mixes, talking about media, sponsorship. Now, where do you get the money? How do you fund the budget? We find that's a major problem, especially with small and home-based businesses, and it is a problem a lot of times you find in a lot of black businesses. We do not find the value, and we do not sacrifice by putting the money into funding our marketing plan. So what happens is, what basically happens because of that, okay, one second. I'm up here recording live. You know, you can listen to this live, and I'm getting that live feedback. But when we, because we do not find the value, and because we feel that if I purchase something in marketing, I don't get an immediate profit as if I just sell a product. I get money in my hand. A lot of times we don't make that connection how we'll generate profit. So over the long haul of our business, we really lose sustainability because we haven't marketed. And one of the, I think, best examples I found of that was I started as marketing director for a theater company called Bushfire Theater of Performing Arts here in Philadelphia. I picked up the existing brochure at that time, and it says Philadelphia's Best Kept Secret. You know, I think like that is the worst marketing tagline. Why are you a secret? Your theater, you need to fill it up. That's the last thing you want to be, is a secret. But I find that is a habit among a lot of small black businesses because we don't invest the adequate money into marketing. And then a lot of times it's generally because we do not have it. So today we're working on how do you get the money to fund your marketing budget. So we're going to ask the experts. That's the best thing to do. And our expert here today is Kamal Austin, author of Raise Cash Fast and Always on Top. So welcome, Kamal.
Thank you, Jacqueline. Thank you very much for having me. I'm honored to be here. And first, I wanted to say I'm really inspired and just thankful for all the work that I see that you're doing on behalf of small businesses and black businesses, how you're really out there promoting and just being a positive influence. And I don't see a lot of people. I wish I saw more people with your energy and with your commitment to doing it. And I just wanted to thank you for helping all of us, you know, small black businesses out here, and just for your positive presence and energy and enthusiasm.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, we want to start to get in on this. Now, we want to learn a little bit about you. So tell us a little bit about you, your professional background, and, you know, how you came to, you know, to tell us a little bit about you. I'd like to know, you know, why you felt the need to develop this the product, Raise Cash Fast.
Sure. I guess you would say I'm a person who has an activist background. You know, we talk about the Barack Obama campaign, but I was out there back in the days of Jesse Jackson on the street, and I've seen the growth, and I've seen a lot of the, you know, I guess you would say the evolution of a lot of our political efforts and activism. I was one of the people that was out there talking about South Africa when, you know, it wasn't popular before, you know, a lot of the media and entertainment persons began to take it on, and of course they did well with it. But I had most of an activist, grassroots activist background, and what I discovered being an activist was that lots of times you're talking about marketing and promotion. Well, when we used to try to market and promote our cause, lots of times we would try to do different things to get the major media to cover what we were doing. And it always seemed like we were relying on, you know, people who many times were basically motivated by profit to further our cause. And it occurred to me, the more that I was involved in different forms of activism, that we really needed to have, progressive people really needed to have their own, resources, their own businesses. They needed to have their own economic development and not rely on the major media. Create your own media, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was sort of... I guess my sojourn into becoming an entrepreneur, because I began to realize that what I felt African Americans needed was to really have their own economic base. The more that I got involved in various things, the more I saw that what we really needed was the ability to have our own media, our own businesses, and to develop our own economic base. So that's sort of how I transitioned from being primarily what some people would call a grassroots activist to being what I would call, what many people are calling today, a social entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the term a lot of people are using today.
Yeah, social entrepreneurship, that's the buzzword these days.
Right. So, and then also, when I used to do a lot of work in the community, those were in the days when Cornel West used to be out there, and I had a chance to meet them. And one of the things he brought to our attention, and even Jesse Jackson, we're going back 20 years ago, was that, when black people were slaves, the first thing we had to do was get out of slavery and Jim Crow and I guess the social constraints. And the next thing we did was get political power. But now in this last phase, what we want to do is to develop a strong economic base. This is the phase we're going through now. And so a lot of African Americans really don't, they're really developing their sense of what business is all about. You know, that's the way I feel anyway, and I'm still, you know, I still feel a little behind the curve as far as that's concerned. So one of the most important things that you find out that you need once you start a business is financing. Mm-hmm. You know, and other ethnic communities in the research that I did have different, banks and financial institutions that can help their people develop the businesses and economic base that they need. And this is something that I felt was needed in our community. And so what I did was develop a book, an e-book. Actually, it's more than just an e-book. It's an e-book or multimedia book that also has links to certain forms where I can tie people into certain lending institutions or certain people that are experts in different types of funding, whether it's grants, business loans, and these are legitimate people that I've worked with and resources that have a track record. So this is what I wanted to develop, something that would not only inform a person, but also point them to the resources, and in many cases, help them fill out the forms to approach the financial institutions that can help them get their businesses off the ground or take their businesses to another level.
All right. Well, we're going to go to commercial, and when we come back, I just want to talk about the book and actually go over some tactic and techniques, because, I mean, I have found I was blessed for the opportunity because you asked me to review it, which I was, like, so honored. I mean, I know Andrew Marson and all of this, a lot of few of those people, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, he asked me. But I'd like to talk about, like, how it's, like, a really, like, a step-by-step workbook and how I and my mom are using it to, you know, develop capital for our business.
Mm-hmm.
And how we're actually walking through it, and we just want to talk about the value of it and, you know, again, some, you know, more aspects and, you know, different things, cover some of the areas that are covered in the book and what are some of the trends going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go to commercial and we'll come right back.
All right, great.
Everybody who's headed for Cali, cause the Black Business Space Value Tour is headed to Los Angeles, California for the 4th annual LA Black Book Expo at Exposition Park, Saturday, June 14, 2008. But before we get to Cali, the New York Black Expo has been rescheduled. But ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. So in the BBS family fashion, the BBS Value Tour will do New York at BBS member Dion Lieutenant, creator of the Lockdown, national product launch and rock the Lockdown fashion show on May 10, 2008 at the National Black Theater in Harlem, New York. Now, what does this mean for you? You get an even better bang for your marketing buck. Two cities for the price of one, as if the deal wasn't already a steal. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Our next stops are Chicago, Philadelphia, and back to L.A. for even larger venues, so the investment will increase. Get in while the getting's good. Join BBS's ITV Girl and others in maximizing this relationship while creating vertical paradigms. Request your ad and sponsor package by joining the online experience at www.bbsvaluetour.com, calling 1-888-846-9811 or email info@bbsvaluetour.com. Come on aboard and join in. The BBS Value Tour is bringing the value of community, UNITY, to a city near you, because what else is Black love like?
What is black love? All right. Just like everyone to know that the commercial was enhanced by Master Griot artist Rhapsody. And you can check out Rhapsody online at www.myspace.com/Rhapsody's Poetry. That's RHAPSODYSPOETRY. Rhapsody's Poetry. And also right here on Blog Talk Radio, you'll see our links, and you'll see a link to Rhapsody and her debut CD, Spoke Inward. Okay, we're back here with the Media Mix Live with our special guest, Kamau Austin, author of Raise Cash Fast, and we're talking about funding your marketing budget. And before we move on to this fabulous book that is really a workbook that everyone needs to have, and that's part of one of the main purposes here, we really want to equip you with the knowledge and the understanding and resources and tools you need to move your business forward. And so that is one of our main goals here on the Media Mix Live and NBBTA, because this is a program of the National Black Business Trade Association Radio Live. So before we move on, in that vein, I just want to ask you, Kamau, what has been your experience, and what do you think may be that which halts, you know, in its African-American, and I've found a lot of times it's just something that permeates smaller businesses and entrepreneurs. What do you think is the mindset, and what do you think we may need to do to instill in people that you have to invest money in the marketing portion of your business?
Well, it's, you know, in a way you can say that if you're not willing or if you can't invest in the marketing aspect of your business, then really why you're in business? Because when you talk about marketing, you're not only talking about promotion, but you're also talking about sales and helping people to buy your product or service. So if you're not willing to help people to buy your product or service, you have to wonder if you are really serious about it, you know? And you have to wonder, you know, if you want people to invest, whether they're consumers or whether they're looking to finance your business, if you want people to invest in your business and buy into your business, you have to be willing first to buy into it yourself, right? I mean, you have to believe and want to invest in showcasing your business and letting as many people know about it as possible. And if you don't truly believe that you should or that you can, then it's going to be hard for you to sell your concept to other people. I mean, it's just that basic. And I know lots of times people come up with very brilliant ideas, and they have really great concepts, or they have really you know, they have passions about certain things that they would like to, you know, people to support or to buy. But they have to work just as hard on letting people know about what they're offering. It's very, very important. And if you're not, I mean, that's one of the most important components of your business. You have to be able to bring it to market and let people know about it. So, it's very, very crucial. I think what happens, though, when people look at the high costs of many or various types of marketing, I think they sort of shut down on that part. You know, they sort of, I guess they, in psychology, they would call it avoidance. You know, they basically look at, they know that advertising is very expensive or other forms of marketing are very expensive, so they just sort of delay it or procrastinate on doing it I guess they just don't want to deal with it lots of times. But there are a lot of great ways that you can creatively market your product and service, and there are a lot of ways that you can get the financing to do it, you know, even if you're starting out small. But especially in the days of the Internet, there are a lot of great ways that you can market your business.
Yeah. I find, you know, as you were speaking, you know, some things were actually coming to mind. But, you know, one, you know, major problem, which I'm sure has happened in most urban cities, is our black businesses that may have existed in the 70s and 80s no longer exist, or they're owned by Asians or Hispanics. That's been the habit, the pattern in my community.
Right.
Now, I'm lucky here in my area, which is one of the few, even though a lot of them are gone, we still have, in one block radius, and it's not even a large block, we still have three black-owned businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two of them are Jamaican. It's still none of them are only one is the original owner, and they've been here at least 40 years. I don't know. They might have been longer than that, but we've been here 30-something, and they were here a long time when we got here.
Mm-hmm.
But only one out of them, you know, has stayed the whole course. Everyone else's ownership has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still blessed to have two of them, and I don't mean the hair salons, just, you know, like grocery stores. But I went to one, because it's a Jamaican store, Well, it's really a grocery store. And another store down the street, guys opened, well, it was always a grocery-type store. But they also became, you know, it was black-owned, then it was Asian-owned, and then now it's black-owned again. So, in a sense, it becomes another, again, a direct competitor for what we call it Morgan's. So,
mm-hmm.
Then also Morgan's started, what they started doing is selling food and having Caribbean food. So, you know, this is a great thing. But I was like, well, Mr. Morgan, let me help you market this. And he, you know, he really has him a hold for a while. I think he's finally open. So, you know, for the block, I'm actually creating a newsletter to, because the one store had to totally change over because of trends that with the Rite Aids and the CVS's, you know, the pharmacies, the, you know, small mom and pop pharmacies basically went out of business.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, founder is the father. He died, so now son is taking over. And they have to totally, you know, really re-strategize how they're going to do the business and sustain. You know, what are we going to go into? What works for this community? Where are the needs? So I've been helping them identify, you know, what we need.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, these are two entities and two we have great businesses. But it's
mm-hmm.
really pulling teeth to get them to invest money in the marketing. And some of the things you were saying and all, I'm starting to realize, I think one of the things is not just avoidance, but I think a lot of people really don't understand what marketing is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is getting even more convoluted now because people walk around and they say network marketers calling themselves marketing professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Which they totally aren't. But when you come as a marketing professional, somebody may think you're just network marketing or it's just advertising. And I think by people not understanding truly what marketing is and understanding all the different aspects and all the different ways you can market, which even includes a lot of free ways,
mm-hmm.
the whole mixture of things. But I think that's part of it, not understanding what it is. But no matter what, we can't get everything for free. So we have to raise capital, and consistency is always necessary in sustainability of anything. We must be consistent. So you need a marketing plan, which is a mix of free things, a lot of things that you can do, and paid, you know, forms of whether it's advertising, sponsorship. That's one key thing I'm really trying to sell our businesses on. I think they think sponsorship means I got to have a million or all these thousands of dollars to sponsor, but you would be surprised how you can find sponsorship opportunities for like $500 to $1,500. And sponsorship is a great way of building a relationship with your target audience and aligning yourself with what is important to that audience. And they will see you definitely in a totally different light, and it's a branding opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It's really one good way to stretch your marketing dollars.
Right. Well, I think that since I did do some studying on black businesses, I think we have a lot of different elements that you sort of bring to the surface in your discussion. Now, I think one of the things you have to bear in mind is that the first sort of generation of black businesses that we had were what some people would call enclave businesses. These were businesses that were developed because outside the black community, there really wasn't an interest in servicing us.
Mm.
So since we lived in certain, you know, certain isolated communities, or people would say segregated type communities, and people, you know, doctors and professionals and business people from other ethnic groups really didn't want to come into our communities or really didn't want to serve us in certain aspects, we developed businesses that filled those needs, and those businesses became very successful. Now, for instance, if you're talking about black hair care, one of the few businesses in most black communities that seems to defy, any failure is black hair care, you know, like barbershops, hairstylists, and that kind of stuff. Those are usually pretty stable businesses in our community for obvious reasons. You know, they specialize in servicing us. Now, now we're living sort of in a different period where a lot of our folks are going into, are working in corporations for the security aspect of it. And a lot of our businesses are very successful doing international businesses. Like, these are not enclave businesses anymore. You know, you can look at it in music with hip-hop, how it's been able to go across a lot of different racial barriers. Now, people may argue about the content of hip-hop. Certainly, I don't like, you know, certain things that I see, and I know there's a lot of positive hip-hop artists who don't get as much exposure, but I'm just talking about from a marketing perspective. You know, we have hip-hop labels, independent labels, now that I'm sure are worth, billions of dollars. You know, when you think about Sean Combs and his band, and when you think about Jay-Z and people like that. But that's not even the most lucrative ones. The largest black corporation we have now, which I think is doing about $3 billion, is a technology company called Worldwide Technologies.
Mm-hmm.
So these are not enclave businesses. These are businesses that are selling products and services to the general market and to the world. And, you have to have, I think we need some kind of balance where you want to see good community-based businesses, but also see the international businesses too. Now, I would say that, and as a person that's worked with business people from many different ethnic groups, it's very difficult to get a person that has a business that's doing pretty well with a certain type of marketing to try something different. Like, for instance, doctors work a lot with referrals from hospitals and things like that. So when you try to talk to them about marketing in another way, first of all, the profession frowns upon it. Another thing is a lot of them haven't really tried it, although I must say that a lot of doctors are looking to market themselves on the internet for obvious reasons and other things. But like a person that, like a, you know, let's say a person that is running a store, a local store where they're getting a certain amount of foot traffic, and that's generating a certain amount of business. Now you go to them with more advanced marketing, concepts. They are a little hesitant to try it, and you have to really. So you have your work. You really have your work cut out for you to try to get them to try something new. I think that's some of what you're bumping up against. But the thing about it, though, people have to realize times are changing. Like in my main business, search engine optimization, there used to be a time where most of the promotion that was done was on the yellow pages, but now twice as many people use the internet to find local businesses than use the yellow pages. So times have changed, you know, and with Google Maps and things like that, people are looking for local restaurants and local businesses. So it's time for people to start looking at, more innovative, up-to-date ways to market their business and not just the old way of just waiting for foot traffic, you know what I mean? And a lot of successful businesses that I noticed, because I used to sell a lot to smaller and local businesses outside the African-American community, they may have great foot traffic, but they are also going to use other ways to get people in. You know, they may make $5,000 or $6,000 on a Saturday because of foot traffic, but they take that money and they start sending out direct mail coupons. They start doing, like you say, sponsorship to build a brand and goodwill. And I think you really have to go into African-American businesses and explain to them when you talk about branding. You know, some of them have heard the concept of image advertising or branding, which is a different thing, and sponsorships and creating goodwill. You know, because there are many corporations, like the Coca-Cola logo is worth $1 billion. It's almost worth as much. The logo is almost worth as much as the company itself, you know? Yes, and that comes from branding. You know, when people start to do sponsorships and other types of things, and people see their names, you know, the names of certain businesses associated with positive events that are happening in their community, you know, over time they really do begin to, you know, develop a more of an intimate relationship with potential customers and the marketplace. So these are concepts that may be new to a lot of small and black businesses, but these are definitely concepts that, you know, that they really need to investigate and to invest in. For instance, if you look at Google is one of the strongest brands in the world. And if you doubt it, all you have to do is get on a forum and start saying a few negative things or controversial things about Google, and you'll see and you'll see how you get attacked from people who feel they have a vested interest in Google. Now, some people may have invested in Google stock, but a lot of them haven't. It's just that they believe in the brand and what Google stands for, and they will protect it, you know, they'll protect that brand over against anybody who sort of challenges it. It is almost as if whether they have money invested in the stock or not, which is very expensive, they have an investment in Google. And that's what a lot of community businesses, you know, I guess this is something that they have to learn.
Yeah. Well, this has definitely been an interesting exchange and just, you know, some food for thought for our marketing professionals, for those of you, you know, who are in business, you know, really think about it. Sometimes we are afraid of change, but what's great about marketing and what I love about it and what fits the Gemini in me, it can be so creative. Marketing, well, you know, there is a system to marketing, and there's a definition I use as the applied science of consumer behavior, thereby pushing us to develop product, services, and or experience that meets the stated needs of your target audience.
Right.
And it's about relationship building.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's my working definition of marketing. So that leaves a lot of room for creativity, and it doesn't always have to be super expensive. And when I work with a client, it's always based off their needs. We also see where their budget is, and like even if it's to the point, well, let's start here. Let's increase sales, where you take a portion of that and invest back into your marketing budget where you can raise, because we all need a plan. And
right. That's
the core things you talk about in your book. And like I like to get back to, when you get the Raise Cash Fast ebook, as he says, the multimedia and very interactive, work through it just like a workbook. You know, you may not use all the forms because it is the most comprehensive book on raising capital for a small business that I have seen. A lot of information I have seen, some of it not to the level in depth, but I've seen these topics covered, but they're always covered separately.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's one book just about grants because I do nonprofit, I do a lot of nonprofit work, so I can tell you 100 books about grants. Then faith-based, you know, with my church, and we have a special outreach for the deaf and hearing. So we also have a social service agency. So we did a lot in faith-based in that area. And then, you know, small businesses, that's what I do as far as seek out, and I go to conferences and things. But this is the first time I've seen everything all come together and the possibilities of how they can relate. And I find your book shows creative methods of financing.
Mm-hmm.
But I really suggest to people to walk through it step by step. Just read through the whole thing. You learn, you understand. It will help you develop the thinking frames necessary that you need to have to be successful in business and thought patterns you need to have about finance itself and about financing your business. So let us know topics covered.
Mm-hmm. Well, we cover just about every aspect of business financing. And let me just say, this is not just my experience. I've been in business a long time now, about 15 years in various businesses. And I've used creative ways to get financing and to pre-sell things. But this is not just my expertise. I sought out the best experts I could find to also add to this, to the ebook. There are interviews, there's some video in it, there's a lot of information from various experts like Dr. Beverly Browning, who's raised over $100 million in grants, and also a gentleman by the name of George Reithofer. He's a Columbia trained MBA who's a broker who's raised over $3 billion in SBA loans. I use my experience as far as working with microloan sources. Microloan sources are nonprofit organizations that are given money by major corporations and the government and through their own genius that can help small business people raise capital. And what's great about it is that it can, you know, microloan sources can help you raise capital even if you don't have credit. And if you think about it, a lot of people come to the U.S. from other countries and establish businesses. They don't have credit in the U.S. Well, how do they establish these businesses? Because they have microloan organizations that help their community. And so what I do is show you microloan organizations in every state in the United States and which microloan organizations have the scale to not only help you establish a credit or rebuild bad credit, but also give you a business loan. So we cover everything from how to get loans from friends and family, and that's the number one way most people start. How to do it so that you don't mess up your relationships with friends and family. You know, if you have personal savings, how to do it where you don't expose just your personal savings. You also want to use other people's money. So we cover everything from personal savings and sales in your business, friends and family. We go to microloans. We talk about what kind of businesses qualify for grants. And if you're a profit business, maybe you can partner with a nonprofit business. So we talk about grants. We talk about grant competitions. We talk about various types of SBA loans. We even go into angel investing, IPOs, which is putting your company on the stock market. So we try to be as comprehensive as possible. And like I said, it's not just stuff that I tell you, but I've gone out and asked experts, people who've raised hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars in financing, their insights. And, we put together this resource that a lot of people are very, excited about, quite frankly. And it really was a labor of love. And it took me, years to put it together. But I really wanted this to be something that could really help a person who's looking to raise capital. Because, let's face it, capital or finance is like the lifeblood of any business. You know, you really can't advance without finance in your business. You know, it's sort of like love and marriage. You can have marriage without love, but it's much more enjoyable to have love and marriage together, you know. So finance and business, I mean, you can do them separately if you want to, but that's the hard way to do it. You want to have finance and business working together. It's a much more, enjoyable and effective strategy.
Well, we're going to go to a quick commercial. We'll come back and just, let us know, do some name dropping. Who are some of these great contributors to the book?
Okay.
Right.
Dion, I have imparted a much-needed gift, an invention. And you shall go forth, and you shall call it the lockdown. Now go, spread it amongst our people.
They say that people with dreadlock hair have no place in corporate America. They say if your hair is long, you're either immature or rebellious. I say there's a subtle beauty in restraint. We must learn to lock it down. To lock it down.
Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock them down.
Hello everyone, my name is Donna McKeithen and I am founder of Exodus International Group. We are a tour and meeting planning company located in Alexandria, Virginia. We provide quality, cost-effective vacations, cruises, and tour packages, as well as historical and educational programs for groups and individuals. Also, call us if you need international meeting assistance for your business or church. We are your cultural connection to the continent of Africa. Visit places like Ghana and Senegal and the Gambia and Mali and South Africa. Also, travel to Europe and Asia and the Caribbean and South America. And we offer many other destinations around the world. Interested in international business or coach class tickets? Give us a call. Our staff has over 20 years of experience in the tourism and travel industry. Visit our website at www.xisandxray.com or call us at 703-971-9660. Thank you.
Okay. So we're about 3 minutes from out, and we're going to close out portion. So right now, I need for us to, since we're here on internet radio, we're going to use this wonderful technology. Now, first, you can either get a notepad and a pencil or open up your notepad on the computer. I want you to take down these websites. Now, first, I'm going to give you the website of www.raisecashfast.com. Pretty simple. www.raisecashfast.com. So go to Raise Cash Fast while I give you some more information, and we're going to as we close out with Kamau Austin. Now, also today, we heard from the BBS Value Tour to learn more and to get a copy of the sponsorship offering, because we need you to advertise and sponsor and support this wonderful tour and opportunity that's raising small businesses and making them known, while at the same time, we're going to do everything in our power to make sure everyone knows about you. So go to www.bbsvaluetour.com. Next, we heard about the lockdown, and that's www.lockdown.com. So you have your websites. So hopefully you're at Raise Cash Fast. And Kamau Austin is going to close us out by letting us know who are some of the wonderful contributors, and give us that one more reason why you should have it. I mean, I think he's just said enough. His eloquence and knowledge is enough. You should definitely have it, and it's so extremely affordable. And then after he does all of that, just my closing statement is, question is, Kamau, if you had 30 seconds and the whole world was listening, what would you say? So if you could start with your contributors and any other information we need.
Sure. Well, I talked about Dr. Beverly Browning. Another contributor is Angela Belcher Epps, who's a educator with a master's degree, and she's raised over $20 million in grant funding. And what she does, which is a little different than Dr. Browning, is she shows how profit businesses can indirectly get grant funding by partnering with nonprofits. That's one of the best interviews, I think, in the one of the most provocative in the e-book. Another person is Andrew Morrison. Many people have heard about him. He built a $3 million business before he was 30 years of age, and he's been on Oprah and major radio programs throughout the U.S., and also he contributes regularly to the Black Enterprise television program and Black Enterprise magazine, and he talks about corporate sponsorships. He's great as far as raising advertising and corporate sponsorships, so he's in the book. We also have Bill Boudreau. Bill Boudreau is a CPA and MBA, and he wrote an excellent book called The Complete Startup Guide for the Black Entrepreneur. And he contributes to the book. He talks about getting your business certified to get large corporate government contracts. Many people hear about the government having money, and they think it's in grants, but really most of the money from the government is by bidding and becoming a, getting procurement from the government for contracts. Another person we have in the book is Stephanie McIntyre, which she shows businesses how they can sell a lot of their excess inventory or do marketing research using eBay to see if their products and services will sell. She's sold over $250,000 on the eBay sales channel. And then we have Charles Mitchell, who's an MBA, who has one of the most successful business plan companies in the country, and he weighs in on putting together a business plan to get financing from angel investors, venture capitalists, and things like that. And, of course, George Reithofer, who's a Columbia-trained MBA and has a master's degree in finance and 25 years in the financing and commercial real estate lending field. So I think this is a dream team. I call this the business financing dream team. Mm-hmm. And, today for people, and it's only today for people who listen to the broadcast and go right away to raisecashfast.com, I have a 60% discount for you, so there's no excuse about saying it's too expensive to get it today. They can grab it. Now, as far as in 30 seconds, what I would say is I would say, you know, go for your dreams. If you have a vision, if you have a passion, go for it. You know, I've had some health concerns and battles, and it's taught me that, you know, if you feel that God has given you a particular passion or talent, or there's a vision or dream or something that you want to strive for, to really go for it. And although you have your detractors and your naysayers and other people, you know, really go for it, because life is very precious, and we only have one time around in this life. So really go for it. I mean, if something's not working, change it and try to see how you can get it to work. I'm not saying just try and never give up, but what I'm saying is go for it. Try to change up things to see what works and what doesn't work. But really, if you have a passion, a dream, a vision, you know, really, really go for it. Don't think that just because of security or a job or something like that, that you're not going to try. You know, really find a way to reach your goals in life.
All righty. Thank you so much, Kamau. This has been a wonderful interview, very informative.
Thank you.
Definitely for gold. And understand, everybody, today only. So we're going to blast this interview out because we're here on Blog Talk. All the shows are archived for your convenience. So that's great. So we're going to blast this out and get it to everyone. You have today, which is April 30th, 2008. You have it now. You can get 60% off the book. Just go to www.raisecashfast.com. Go there now, take the 60% discount that has been extended to you for today. Take advantage of it, because it's not going to stay that way. And I've seen the price rise since I first was exposed to it. So it's not a joke, and I've been putting that out to people. So you need to get it while you can. And, you know, a book, honestly, of this quality is very valuable. And all you have to do is do your market research. Hey, go to Google. You'll find out. But That's www.raisecashfast.com. Again, www.raisecashfast.com. Go there now. Now, Kamal, you spoke about your work with SEO, search engine optimization. People have heard you. They can easily tell that you're an expert. If they want to engage you on your expertise, consulting, or any other level, how can they reach you?
The best way to reach me is go to my site, searchengineplan.com. That's searchengineplan.com. If you don't have a plan to get traffic on the Internet, then basically you plan to fail. So go to searchengineplan.com.
All righty. So that's www.searchengineplan.com, and you can engage Kamal there. And you find a way, you know, to contact him and see all the different things that he does. Also here, if you open up the Blog Talk, you will see I found another one of his books. We have a program with Amazon, Always on Top. That's another way about learning about Kamal and sharing in his expertise and leveraging it to your benefit. So you have wonderful ways to engage and get some wonderful knowledge on various aspects that are crucial to the development of your business online and off. So this has been The Media Mix Live, Purity Marketing Madness here on Master Griot Radio, a program of the National Black Business Trade Association Radio Live. Our special guest has been Kamal Austin, author of Raise Cash Fast, giving you an exclusive 60% discount today, Wednesday, April 30th, 2008. Just go to www.raisecashfast.com. And as always, here on Master Griot Radio, we speak for you. Peace and love.
Everybody who's headed for Cali, cause the Black Business Space Value Tour is headed to Los Angeles, California for the 4th annual LA Black Book Expo at Exposition Park, Saturday, June 14, 2008. But before we get to Cali, the New York Black Expo has been rescheduled. But ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. So in the BBS family fashion, the BBS Value Tour will do New York at BBS member Dion Lieutenant, creator of the Lockdown, national product launch and rock the Lockdown fashion show on May 10, 2008 at the National Black Theater in Harlem, New York. Now what does this mean for you? You get an even better bang for your marketing buck. Two cities for the price of one, as if the deal wasn't already a steal. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Our next stops are Chicago, Philadelphia, and back to L.A. for even larger venues, so the investment will increase. Get in while the getting's good. Join BBS's ITV Girl and others in maximizing this relationship while creating vertical paradigms. Request your ad and sponsor package by joining the online experience at www.bbsvaluetour.com, calling 1-888-846-9811 or email info@bbsvaluetour.com. Come on aboard and join in. The BBS Value Tour is bringing the value of community, UNITY, to a city near you, because what else is black love like?
What is black love? What is black love? What is black love? What is black love?